But then if you had something patchwork.
They're not to quilt.
How about some kind of maybe a makeshift sleeping place you might put on the floor if you had an extra person or child to sleep on?
Oh, a pallet. Interesting.
Yeah, but this...
But anyway, this property contained a hill that I'd always wanted, a handsome hill.
They're so hard to come by.
Yes, in this area. Few hills and good drainage. And so we bought it from, it belonged to a Negro Church Association. They had owned it for many years and, rented it out, and it had just washed in gullies, and there was all the topsoil was washed off the present site of this house. But we got it from them, and it was part, I'm going to ease something in here on you that you don't know about, of Wiley's first subdivision, please.
Really?
In around 1910, this gentleman from Balto, of all places, came down here and bought this farmland that was out here. And they organized and had this subdivision, which when they bought it now, the Lewisville and Wiley Railroad was the city limits on Calhoun Street coming this way toward Boston. That was the city limits. And they bought all this property out here, which was Murphy land. And the Murphy home was where the Spell House is now. And Snail, in it, that lived down there, that brick veneer of the house, that lived down there. Well, anyway, that the area between there and where the road made a turn beyond our house to a town to go to Bartow, they divided into building lots. And on the left-hand side, going to Wiley from here, was Jefferson Heights. On the right-hand side was Washington Heights. And that was Wiley's first subdivision. Now, plans of this subdivision are to be seen at the City Hall, and they are recorded at the clerk's office in Louisville. Now, the area where we built the house was farm plots, farmland. Containing anywhere from 10 and 15 acres up to, I think, 35 acres was the one that where this house is. But it was Wiley's first subdivision. We've had three down through the years.
This is
land development.
How far back does this go?
We go to the Central Georgia Railroad right away. From this little creek down here to Beasley's Branch to the Central Georgia.
That's called Beasley's Branch?
That's Beasley's Branch.
Like, is that on the sign down here?
I don't think so.
Beasley's Branch, I don't think I've ever heard that.
Old man named Beasley had a home over there on the old road. You know, the site of the road to Balto that we used to travel when I was a girl, the dam about called was Fish Pond, was the roadbed.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. This has been cut since this property
was
subdivided on.